Chapter 1. How to use your personal pet business roadmap. I was inspired to write this book as I travelled back from delivering a Grow Your Pet Business Fast seminar in South Harting in Hampshire. That's a long drive back to sunny Sunderland in the frozen north of England, 6 hours since you asked. As I steadily crawled home on the motorway, I was replaying some of the conversations I'd had with pet business owners the previous day during the seminar, hosted, I should add, by Carol and Stuart Ashworth. All of the attendees went home with a spring in their step and a plan of action to grow their business further. But while each business was in the pet industry, they all faced their own unique challenges. Some were just starting out or thinking about starting and consequently had no previous experience of running a business. This lot were enthusiastic, a little afraid and very confused about how to turn their ideas into a money-making business. Others had been trading for a few years or more and had a steady client base they were trying to grow further, but they were finding it a real challenge to hire reliable staff and relinquish control of their baby. Consequently, they were stuck in a time for money swap, running a business that was making money, albeit not enough, and their business was completely dependent on them being there all the time. Then you had the more experienced business owners. Some of these had built a great reputation and client base, but they found they had been cruising for a few years and so gone a bit stale. They wanted a new challenge within the industry which would excite them, but they were afraid to let go of what they had built and pursue a different direction. There's a common theme within each phase of growth. That theme is fear. Do you remember Dr. Doolittle, who could talk to the animals? One of his most famous was the Push Me Pull You, a llama with two heads and no tail. The push me pull you is a good metaphor for the fear you live with as a pet business owner. Fear that can inspire you to move forward and hold you back in equal measure. Fear exists at every stage of your pet business journey. New business owners fear leaving well-paid employment and striking out on their own. Then they fear getting enough clients to pay the bills. This fear usually drives them to offer competitive, aka cut price, services, and they conform to what is already being offered in the marketplace. So a newbie will look around what all the existing dog walking, training, grooming, daycare businesses are offering and think, I would like to charge more, but I can't because no one else is and I don't have the experience. Their fear tricks them into offering low price services. And before they know it, they are just another average pet business working long hours for little return. If you are that newbie, then this chapter will show you how to avoid that happening. Then you have more established businesses who have done the hard work and survived the first tough year. They now have repeat clients, which every successful business needs to survive. But they also have relationships with those clients, and so they fear putting prices up. As the reputation builds and word of mouth kicks in, they start getting more inquiries. And pretty soon, after a year or two, they reach a tipping point and eventually get so busy they encounter the same problem that Mary and Joseph had on Christmas Eve. There's no room at the inn. Or, in their case, there's no room in the van or hours left in the day. One solution is to expand your capacity and take on staff. But that means letting go of responsibility and trusting your staff with your client's precious dogs. You don't like that idea. Your clients certainly won't like that idea, and so you fear growing the business. Your fear of growing the business causes you to struggle on until you finally bite the bullet and hire someone. By then, though, you are so stressed out and busy that you do a botched job and fail to properly train your staff. This fear of letting go stops you growing the way you want to. Don't worry, though, I've got a solution to this staffing problem in Chapter 4. Finally, we have the business owner who has been trading for a number of years. They've usually built a great reputation, but they've often failed to turn that respectability into the rank one position they deserve. They find young upstart business owners are stealing their clients. This is usually because through lack of busyness or complacency, they have stopped doing the marketing they once did. On top of that, they are becoming, at best, a little stale, and at worst, completely pissed off with the business they have built. The areas of the business that once excited them and forced them to jump out of bed in the morning now don't have the same pull. They desire change and a new challenge, but they are so stuck in the day-to-day running of the business that by the time they finish their day's work, they can't be bothered to make any plans. They've got the Spanish builder's problem. Mañana, mañana, I'll do it tomorrow. Only tomorrow never comes. If this is you, then chapter 4 holds the key to your particular dilemma. Let's start with phase number 1. How do you launch and grow a successful and profitable pet business? Well, it's actually done in a very similar way to how you launch any other kind of business. You first look at the market and decide if there is any demand for the service you want to offer. Then you look at what the competition are currently offering, and you find a way to differentiate your offering from theirs, so you stand out like a dog fart in a lift. A sweet-smelling dog fart, obviously. Start with the market. This sounds like a very obvious business strategy, but you'd be surprised how many people start a business simply because they have a passion for the thing they do, but they fail to research if anyone in their town is actually interested in buying their services. So, let's deal with a business basic you cannot avoid. Simply offering a great service and being passionate about dogs will not guarantee you success. In fact, passion on its own is worth about the same as a bucket of spit. This is why you see loads of new pubs, cafes, knitting shops, wedding dressmakers, and all kinds of pet business owners opening up in your town, only to close down again within 6 months. Without a viable market, you will struggle to turn your passion into profits. Is there a demand for dog services? Well, you are lucky because the pet industry is a little different. If you live in the Western world, there will be a huge percentage of the population in your town who own a dog, up to 40%. This means there will be a massive demand for almost any and every dog-related service. However, this also means there will be lots of other people offering the same kind of service as you were thinking about offering. I'm talking about, cue dramatic music, dun dun dun, the competition. You can rest assured, no matter what pet business you are starting, there will be lots of other pet businesses in your town already competing for the clients you want. And if you are lucky enough to live somewhere that hasn't been saturated yet, then don't get too cocky, because as soon as they see you making money with your pet service, someone will try to copy you. This is simply how business works. Coca-Cola has Pepsi challenging them for fridge space. McDonald's has Burger King trying to take a bite out of their market share. Even the mighty Amazon fears the competition. So how do you create a pet business that is different and better than anything anyone else can offer, either now or in the future? You do that by following the 7 golden rules I will share with you in this book. But before we dive into those, let me tell you how my business journey began and how I dealt with the competition. Dom's dog walking story. When I started my business 8 years ago, there were a lot fewer dog walkers around than there are today. But there was still some competition. This was my first business. I did bring some marketing experience from my previous sales job, so I knew I needed to have some kind of USP, unique selling proposition, which made my new business stand out. Your USP is the thing that differentiates you from the competition. This is a key factor that will determine how successful your business is in the future. I looked at the competition and wasn't too impressed with what I saw. Everyone was offering 30-minute or 1-hour walks. I looked at the market and saw that people were moving away from getting a traditional Heinz 57 mongrel and instead buying or adopting pedigree dogs, especially high-energy working and gun dogs. Now, what I did might sound really obvious now, but you'd be surprised how many people start a pet business and simply look at what the competition are doing and then copy their services almost exactly. They clone their competitors' prices and services, then they struggle to figure out why their business doesn't stand out. The answer is to look for a gap in the market that your specialised service can fill. I'm talking about having a niche offering, which instantly makes you look like a specialist instead of a generalist. As part of my research into the market, I noticed a lot of people owned working and pedigree dogs these days, but because they worked or just didn't have time, they weren't able to give their high-energy dog the exercise and stimulation they needed. I immediately had a target breeds for my services, working and hunting dogs. Action point. Take some time to research what your local dog population looks like in your town. These are the people who will be your customers and clients. Are there already lots of dog walkers, trainers, groomers, or doggy daycares in your town? Then you will need to think very carefully about how you're going to make your service stand out from the more established businesses. The more creative you are, the easier it will be to get your message out there. Here's a few examples. Are you located slap bang in the middle of a city centre where there are lots of frustrated and yappy chihuahuas and pugs? Then maybe it's worth niching into a small dog specialist, whose service turns handbag yappers into backpack adventure hounds. Are you a dog trainer in a city centre who sees lots of off-leash and out-of-control working breeds? Well, you could position yourself as the dog employment officer whose mission is to give dogs a job and a purpose to all the bored and destructive dogs on the dole. Generally, the bigger the city you live in, the more crucial it is that you niche down and carve a slice off the market which you can claim as your own. How to make your business different to the competition. Next, I looked at what dog walkers were offering in my town, across the UK and in the USA, and I came up with a service which hadn't been offered in my town. Everyone else was offering a standard 30-minute or 60-minute walk at the time, so I chose to offer an enhanced exercise service with a 1.5-hour dog adventure. I started by offering a dog running services, but they didn't catch on. I think if I'd been based in LA, then it might have been more popular, but the people of Sunderland weren't ready for that yet. This turned out to be a blessing in disguise, though, as I quickly switched away from running and adventures became my specialised service, so Pack Leader Dog Adventures was born. I had a standout service which was different to anything else my competitors offered, and my marketing message was perfectly matched to the market I was targeting. My target market was wealthier, pedigree dog owners who loved their dogs dearly, but because of work, business or other commitments, were unable to give the dogs the exercise and stimulation they needed. The people I was targeting didn't necessarily need to be millionaires with helicopters and mansions, although it would be sensible for you to target those as well. What you are really after, though, is the small number of dog owners in your town who are prepared to invest in the very best products and services. And being premium is Dom's golden rule number one. So, let's dive into the next chapter and check out phase one of the ultimate pet business plan.